The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we are back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP is on the road up there. They're about to bring you to the Supernovas pregame show in about 54 minutes and 30 seconds. And we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, two locations in Lincoln, one in Omaha off of Maple Street. So if you're in either Lincoln or Omaha, go over and check them out. The weather is turning. Any weather above 32 degrees is grilling weather. So at least for me, I tease myself, Austin. I say even when it's cold, it tastes better when you grill. That's not true because you have to thaw yourself out. So anyways, obviously, you know, look, along with there's not much more I can say is it's that, you know, it just sucks right now. You know, for me, I'm a foreign player. I play there, right? It's and I always start to tell people, you know, it's not about me. We did what we needed to do. You know what I mean? There's nothing more that we could have done. You know, we did what we needed to do. We were able to take advantage of the team and the bonding that we had, and we, you know, lit the world on fire. And part of the reason we were able to do so is because the security we felt like we had just in leadership that, you know, trickled down to Coach Osborne, and I'm sure they had their squabbles and they figured out a way to, you know, keep it in house and find some sort of conclusion that everybody could go to bed at night understanding that the decision is made. You might not like it, but you can respect it. And we were able to go out there and do things. Now I really feel bad for the state of Nebraska, right? Cause athletic director essentially, you just equate, you know, write the football, you know, and so I feel sorry for the state. I feel sorry for the fans right now. And, you know, feel sorry for, you know, the people that, you know, look, a lot of people in there truly enjoyed working with in Fortra, you know. I never had a problem with him. He gave me the ultimate respect most, and a lot of times where maybe he didn't have to. I know there was people that worked there before that did not. It's just a tough day in Nebraska history. Number one, the optics are not good. I mean, the optics ain't good, man. No. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the optics just ain't good. No. It just looked horrible. You know, somebody said, asked me, you think they'll make a hire in a day or two? I said, I doubt it. I heavily doubt it. That's, you know what I'm saying? But
you just got broken up with over text. You're not rebounding that quick.
Yeah, what's hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell you what, man, that's like getting ghosted. I just learned what ghosted mean, and people ghost people all the time, and they have very, very, very a wide variety of excuses. But if somebody can ghost you like that, you know, that just lets you know, you know, man, you just might not be as sweet as you think you are. So, you know, no, all jokes aside, you know, I just think, you know, it's not a good day in Husker history. This type of stuff happens, but maybe not to the magnitude that has happened probably in a more it's continuous here in Nebraska. It's one thing after another. When is this the bottom? Or is this? Listen, we keep digging, and we keep going lower, and hopefully.
And on that, point, Jay, you've mentioned that Nebraska is the biggest job of basically anyone's life. You know, you talked about that with the football coaches, right? Matt Rule, yeah, he's had an NFL job, but coming to Nebraska, it means more. It's different. It's a bigger job. You think about that, too, through the lens of Trev Alberts being an alumni, calling Nebraska home, everything that he put in here as a player, the years he spent up in Omaha. That's why, too, I think Husker fans are burned, because this was supposed to be it. Like, unless you went to, like, the college football playoff, you know, not even committee, but governing board, or, you know, a big role in the NCAA or the Big Ten, there weren't many steps up from Nebraska. So to see him take a step sideways at best, I think that's what's leaving a lot of Husker fans hurting and confused and questioning what's going on, because, hey, this is supposed to be the biggest job you can really get.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I mean, I always say it's the biggest job that a lot of people get. It can springboard you to bigger and better things, and it's not that you just want to use this as a springboard. In my opinion, I think everything that you need is here. You got a tremendous amount of fan support. Obviously, you got financial support, you know, and now granted, it's a little tricky because, you know, state funding, I think, has been cut. So then that trickles into, you know, where does, you know, donation money go, you know, football program, so forth and so on. But I think that I thought, at least that they were trying to figure that out. You know what I mean? Now, I will never sit up here and try to act like I'm educated on that type of process, because if I was, I'd probably be a board of regent, right? I'm not.
I'll write you in November. So, how about that?
Hey, I'm in. all I need is a sandwich and soup, and I'm there. So, right. But I just think that, you know, it is a big job. It does take a lot of staying power. There is a lot of things that go on in this job. It's no different than I would say, like, at Penn State and some of these, like Alabama and Clemson. There's a different way about Nebraska, and they do things different. And, you know, it's a challenge to Nebraska to understand whatever you got going on, like, you got, if you're really trying to do what's best for Nebraska, you have to come to the terms of whatever the process is, right? Whether it's how you've hired coaches, how you've interviewed people, how you've thought about Nebraska, how you treated people while you're employed at Nebraska, how you maybe have treated people when you start to get some more power per se, or whatever it is, ain't working. You can't tell me it's working. But that doesn't mean it can't work. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it has to work from here on out. And there is no time. There is no for you. It has to get fixed right now.
No safety net, like you said in hour one, too. It has to get fixed. Right. It has to be right because, again, in a changing era of college athletics, you don't know if you get another chance.
Yeah, and I would probably say that we've gotten a lot of chances.
Already,
I think we've gotten a lot of chances. And I think we squandered a couple, and I think this is maybe, you know, it seems like it's like our last chance. It's like our last hope. You know, in Star Wars, the Princess Leia said, "Luke, this is it.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my last hope."
Yeah, you better call Obi-Wan Kenobi, Dalai Lama, or whoever else you pray to. Rub nickels together, do something, because we need to get it going in the right direction, like, fast, because everybody's moving in a different direction and seems like they're doing things to put themselves in a position to be successful. We are now playing catch up, and we're playing catch up in two of the most important positions, you know, besides the football coach and other coaches, you know, has to deal with athletics.
I want to ask you this question that someone brought up to Strick. As a student athlete, what's the impact on you? Because I think to some degree, like, it shouldn't really affect you, you know, on the day to day. But at the same time, this is your coach's boss. That adds more stress to them and their plate, and how they're feeling could affect practice or how they deal with you. So put yourself back in student athlete's shoes. What does a move like this out of the blue mean for them?
I mean, it could be, because, I mean, these kids are, you know, we were able to, well, look, we didn't have the media. We didn't have a phone. We didn't have the ability to talk to people across the country. or, you know, listen to different people, how they view some of the things that say, you know, whatever, you know, obviously Trev leaving and so forth and so on, to have a, you know, I guess a better and more educated opinion. Because we were just, you know, we all we had is a newspaper. We never read the newspaper. We didn't even know who was writing the newspaper. No offense to anybody. So we never got involved in that stuff. So we were able to kind of always be focused on what the main thing was the main thing. Now, these kids aren't dumb. They understand, like, okay, your boss is gone. You know, say you're, you know, okay, we played good, but did we play great? You know, everybody knows there's, you know, it could be changed. So then that might make kids to start to look at things early, because they might just assume, you know, things might change. And so that's how it affects you. It can, it's a trickle down effect. That's why I was saying there's a, you know, people ask you when you ask me about, you know, when you take, you know, do you take the easy way out or whatever? All I'm saying is, man, you know, sometimes you got to sit back and really look at the damage that could be done afterwards. Damage. Never before, probably since Strick, right? And Strick would know better than me. Never before, I think, in the last 2.5 years, I felt like the basketball program on both ends were in this type of stability right now. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong, and people, you know, whatever. But it's been a long time, right? Reason why is because we have a NBA arena that's always constantly packed.
An NBA coach.
An NBA coach and a great women's coach. And then I look at, like, the football program, right? You don't have the type of recruiting and being able to get this close in the year one, what is kind of a throw-off year. With, you know, someone extremely young staff to not be pointed in the right direction. But there's a lot of work to be done. You don't want that to affect that, you know, upward tick, you know, mm-hmm. where you get the number one quarterback, you get the number one player in, like, what, 4 or 5 states or something like that. You know, what was done there is not easy. You know, mm-hmm. it all kind of comes together. The baseball team with Will Bolt, obviously the volleyball team, obviously they're the most dominant program in our all of our sports right now. Softball team, like you mentioned, even though, you know, Jordy's not playing, she'll be a part of the program and she will be back next year. So that's still there. So that means that's the type of recruits you get next year. Her, because mm-hmm. she's not playing this year. So, and they still are talented. They're still well coached. And so that's why I think that there's a lot of damage, you know, with this decision, and it can't be taken lightly.
And someone asked on the text line, do you?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Think Trev Alberts underestimated the amount of blowback he would get. I've heard some people saying that they don't think this is how Trev wanted it to go down.
What? Listen, man, this is Nebraska. If you wear Nikes and you're supposed to be Adidas, they act like you did this the Cardinal said. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he didn't think that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. I can't answer that. Mm-hmm. I would imagine he would know that people would be upset.
Mm-hmm. Which is where I think there's some credence to the theory that the fact that these reports came out of Houston means probably from A&M people who either wanted to put pressure on him to take the job or have some leverage of some sort over him, where, again, maybe, again, not knowing Trev personally, maybe it was selfish. Maybe he was trying to get away in the dead of night, sneak away without a word, Irish goodbye, whatever you want to call it. But that's not the Trev Alberts that we saw forward-facing this whole time. The Trev Alberts that I think Nebraska fans came to know wanted to do it the right way. That, yeah, maybe he was interviewing for other jobs, but kept it under wraps pretty well for a while and wanted to have a platform to put out his own statement. But someone else outside of his control maybe leaked this, maybe forced his hand to some degree. So it's terrible optics, and maybe it's Trev's fault, but I don't think it's fair to just absolutely go in and assume that it's Trev's fault.
Yeah. I mean, down in Texas, they play dirty. All right, I'm telling you, they're gonna force their way to get what they want. And when I knew I was down there when it happened, I knew exactly what was happening. They got you in a Texas two-step. That's what they call it down here. Mm-hmm. You they dancing partner, and you ain't switching. And the thing is, they know that maybe even if he was thinking about it, right? Say he was thinking about it. They estimated the fact that they kept saying it was a foregone conclusion that you pigeonholed him to do it. Now, I think that maybe he was leaning that way, and I'm sure he wanted to do it a different way, but sometimes when the decisions are made, the decisions are just made. Because at the end of the day, if he was able to get up in front of everybody and tell them, okay, I've been interviewing job men after long thoughts and stuff like that, what's the difference? People are still going to have the same reaction. Now, I do think that they were playing, they hit you with there's two things that happen from the north and the south. Down in Texas, they hit you with the Texas two-step. That's what happened, right? So they pull the wool over your eyes, whatever. Up in Minnesota, when they do it, they call it the Hoboken hustle. And so you just got to be wary of it. But ultimately, this decision is made. By no means do I think it was an easy decision on his part. And it's probably a decision that he's gonna. It's not. You're not gonna just make this decision. Be down in College Station and driving to work and not have Nebraska on your mind. That's just not going to happen. You're just humanly impossible. But ultimately, there's things and reasons why he did, and that's where we're at right now, and it sucks.
It does.
Bad.
Let's talk about this too, though. Your boy Dennis LeBlanc, 40 years in the athletic department. He's the interim. How about that for Dennis? That's pretty cool.
Hey, good on Dennis, man. Go ahead, Dennis. Do your thing. Dennis is a great, great man. He's done a lot for student athletes, and he did a lot for me. I remember meeting him on my recruiting trip, and I told him some of my goals as far as what I wanted to do in school. We talked a lot about school and a little about football, and he held me accountable, and he pushed me to do bigger and better things. And so I don't have anything negative to say about Dennis. I think he's been a positive influence on the program. Always will be, always has been. And, he'll take the interim title and he'll do whatever he needs to do in order to keep this, thing running straight.
If you are an interim AD, how is that similar different than being like an interim head coach or promoted to play caller after a coordinator gets fired? Like what can he do? What should he be expected to do for as long as this takes?
Oh man, I'm assuming he's gonna have to be making decisions for the athletic department. That's what athletic director is. It's no different, I think, when Dave Remington did it, right? You make decisions as the acting athletic director. Now, I don't know, I don't know if he has aspirations to be the athletic director, or Dennis can only answer that. And then, however they go about the process, to the handover or whatever. And if there's anything that needs to be made right now, then he's been in the athletic department 40 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he knows a lot, seen a lot, and knows what he wants to get accomplished.
And hey, you just turned 40. He's been there your whole life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's a smart man. It was a great year when he started. So we started this thing together. So I guess I'll be the assistant AD then come Monday.
There we go. We will look forward to that announcement. You said you're down in Houston?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon doesn't scare me. Bring on Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon has, hands down, he's the top two or three end zone dancers in the league, and they're going to dance all over the Colts. So,
Jonathan Taylor dancing right back.
You know who I'm really excited about, though?
They traded Malik Collins away, so it can't be him.
It's not even in Houston. It's Jameis Winston going to Cleveland.
There you go. Famous Jameis tearing it up in Cleveland.
I love Jameis, man, and I think he's gonna light Cleveland on fire, man. I think he's gonna end up taking Deshaun Watson's spot. Deshaun Watson, he better have a good offseason. They're gonna find a way to get out of that contract, because he's definitely stealing right now. So Jameis is gonna get a shot at being a starter again, and I hope he does well. You seen Baker do it. Good job by him. And then I think Jameis can do it if he gets the opportunity.
Just how not ready for Cleveland, or not just how not ready for Jameis is Cleveland? Like what is Cleveland in for? Do they even know what's in store for them?
That locker room don't know what's in store for Jameis. They say from people I talk, they say he's great in the locker room, great teammate, hard worker, a little quirky, but you know, I think he's just he's an all-time great, and he's developed into a great personality. The Jameis world after he gets done playing football is going to be next level.
Top tier. Just
– yeah.
It already is. Like, the persona that he's crafted for himself, the career arc that he's been through already – like, Jameis isn't young. I mean, he won the Natty back in 2013 with Florida State. But he's still got his whole life ahead of him. If this is what we're getting from this level of Jameis, bring on the future. I am here for it.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that talks in the third person and still says, instead of strong, he says scrong.
Scrong.
I'm right there. Jameis is. But he can still throw it, man. He's got a real good arm, and I think he's gotten better. The funny thing about Jameis, he had like 2100 vision. and literally, when he got to the Saints, they got him LASIK and contacts, or contacts and LASIK. So his whole football life, baseball, because he was a heck of a baseball player, couldn't see. And then he started actually throwing the ball and stopped throwing interceptions. So that's what I'm the most excited about. All the other guys, you know, I think the free agency is real funny, because a lot of the guys that signed the deals before free agency opens, they don't even know the teams. Those are guys that don't work. I think Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh they're gonna give that AFC North a lot of problems. Pittsburgh has made some good moves. I think they're continuing to get their roster back to where it needs to be. And Russell Wilson is a huge pickup for them.
For the vet minimum, 1.2 million. The rest is on Denver's dime. That's a steal.
Oh, listen, man, you asked him to take a pay cut, he's going to make sure he's getting all that check from you. Yeah, it's business, right? Russell said it was business when they asked him to give that money back. Russell said, I'm still getting that check from you. Business. He still got his house up there and his private jet parked out there, too.
It's business when you want it back. It's business when I want it for me. Goes both ways, exactly. Denver.
Exactly, man. And so, you know, it's always good to kind of joke about some stuff. You know, I know that the schedules aren't set for the Lady Huskers. You know, I think what's their seating thing is Sunday night, right?
Sunday as well. Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully they get some luck in St. Patrick's Day and do some well, and you know, continue along the process of, you know, for them, they want to win a game and try to get that Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And then obviously same with the men. So, you know, they got a big, you know, big weekend ahead of them, but they also get a chance to sit back and make a name for themselves as well. So I think right now all of them, you know, the baseball team's doing good, golf team's doing good. So, you know, I always try to end it on a positive note, because right now, boy, hey, it's rough, man. I'm telling you, it's rough down here, because John Saffel, who's a really good friend of mine down here, I've been knowing him since I was playing down here. So I got down in Houston in 2002, so I've been knowing him for, you know, 21, 22 years. He's a huge Aggie.
Oh, no.
Huge, huge Aggie. And all he said is, like, we two for two on taking your ADs.
Dang.
I was like, but y'all ain't got no national title yet.
Ooh!
And
they have 12 men on the field all the time, right? 12th man, that's their thing. Can't even win with 12.
Yeah, but he's been blowing my text up, man. Him and his kids, the whole family killing me right now. I was going to go over there and get me a steak, but I don't want to. He's going to probably have to make me eat pork chop. I feel so bad. I got to start eating the swine. You know what I mean? It's a tough situation, man. I think it hit and hurt a lot of people in Nebraska, man. And I guess the only way to look at it, when it hurts like this, and it's different than anger, or there is some anger, right? I mean, there is obviously because of the damage, right? But I think when people are devastated that you leave or you're mad or whatever, that means you actually probably did something good.
Makes sense. We should probably take a break and come back with more Old School here in just a sec.
Watch right. Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.